3B Radio, New Rock, 104.9 The X. Good afternoon, a Bentonville Film Festival special. Live from the Bentonville Square, we are hanging out in a lawyer's office. Ben Ropered, and we've been hanging out here all afternoon.
Roberts.
Thank you, Ben.
I mean, you've only met him five times. I've known the guy today. And I already know his name. And here you come. Here you are in this man's home in his backyard and calling him the wrong name.
He's the one that's giving you drinks. I haven't had a drink yet.
Listen, that's beside the point, number one. And number two, stop calling me an alcoholic. Number three, that's the only name that you get to mess up for the rest of this interview.
All right. Well, we're sitting here with John Heder and Kendall Goldberg. And they're from a brand new movie, which we got to see last night when Jeff tried to save the world. And I'll tell you this, there's not enough bowling movies out there. But I'm glad to see that you guys brought the bowling thing back. And John, welcome to Bentonville.
Hasn't been done since the Big Lebowski, really. I think 2001 was the last bowling.
Well, that was 98.
Yeah, yeah.
Big Lebowski. And that kind of filled the void for many years. And I think it's starting to taper off. So
now it's time to bring it
Kendall's,
in.
There's a great short about bowling.
Really?
Done. Yeah, in like 2014.
You know, a short, that format that nobody watches.
I mean, people saw it, and then it became a feature, so.
You mean YouTube video? That's what they call those now.
Oh, nobody knows.
It wasn't about bowling, but it's in a bowling.
All right, Kendall, what made you go with bowling?
Yeah,
not one of these newfangled 21st century digital disco bowling alleys. Like you went.
This is the old smoky bar.
This place could have been a strip club or a bowling alley or both at the same time. I've seen it happen. What made you go with this?
Well, specifically with this bowling?
Yeah. The location and just choosing that as the premise for your movie.
Well, the premise for the movie started with the fact that I wanted to write a movie in a bowling alley. Yeah.
Okay.
That was it. And then my writing partner and I sort of formed a story about the guy who runs the place, not the one who quite owns it, but just the one who acts like he owns it and knows the ins and outs of the place. It's his day-to-day, and it's his life mainly consists of this bowling alley. And so we focus on the manager of the place, and then finding the actual bowling alley was obviously very important for the film, because as you saw, about like 80% of the movie takes place entirely
in the bowling alley.
Yeah. So I went to school in the LA area, so around the time I was trying to make the film, when I started about 4.5-5 years ago, I was looking for bowling alleys in that area because that's where my resources were. But they were all enormous or very fancy.
So you went to Riverside.
Well, not just Riverside. I went to like 36 bowling alleys.
Oh, wow.
LA.
Yeah, wow.
Where'd you settle?
Well, I settled in Chicago because all those were ridiculously expensive in
LA.
Oh,
yeah. Absolutely.
So I went home to Chicago for the holidays one time, and I went to 3 bowling alleys there, and the third and final one that I went to was perfect, and that was the one we chose. It's in Lansing, Illinois, a small town, suburb of Chicago. Mm-hmm. And I still remember, you know, walking into that place. The owner gave me a tour, he took me behind the pin setting machines, which
it's like seeing the inner workings. I did the same thing one time, and it's amazing to see the inner workings of a bowling alley, especially the old ones, which are just all crickety and dirty and really weird.
Yeah.
Spooky,
that's the word, yeah.
Crusty. Crusty. That's a good word. That's a good adjective.
But they still work. Like, magically, they work after years and years and years. And how did you get John Heder in this movie? I mean, how did you...
Obviously, you're a fan of Napoleon Dynamite, as we
all. Of course,
like,
as we all.
Don't speak for me.
She had not seen it.
Are you serious?
I am a fan. No.
Really?
You can't say that.
Wait.
Don't wear that badge with pride. Come on.
I've seen the film, but... When no, he
but after you met him,
I had not seen the film.
Time out. Not that this is relevant. It's relevant. How old are you?
I'm 22.
Okay. See, there we go.
That explains
everything. But no, that's not the case because everyone.
What are you talking about? I have babies coming out of the womb right now. Yeah.
They're watching the movie.
Yeah, no problems
speak.
There.
Yeah. As we
speak. Generational.
So, I mean, the thing is that I was a big fan of Blades of Glory. So that was
okay. Amazing movie. Yeah.
Yes.
Because I love Will Ferrell.
So. Yeah.
wow. God. Another backhand compliment.
Why didn't you just get Will Ferrell in the movie then? You
well,
love him
yeah,
so much.
I tried. No.
You tried.
So, I mean,
Jeff
the
tried
story.
To eat the world. Yeah. what well, story? No, it was
of
just
how you came to be.
Yeah, I auditioned.
Yeah.
the script came across, you know, my agents gave me the script. I read it, liked it, went in for the audition. And
yeah. And well, you also, there's a big thing with this with video games as well, like the stand-up arcade games.
Yeah.
And that's a big part of the bowling alley and the old school bowling alley, if you will, where you got the old video games. But in the movie, there's like this video game that he's working on that's like, I guess, his project?
Right. It's his creation, yeah.
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 And that's that old school game. I mean, it's like 80s kind of.
Yeah.
Right?
It's doing, I mean, I, you know, speaking for Kendall a little bit, I know obviously a lot of the art and the vision for it was going back to that retro 8-bit neon sign, 80s feel, going a little bit for that kind of cool analog look. And so for sure the game he's making kind of has that.
Yeah, and he puts that personal twist on the game. Whizzing Winkies, Winkies World, Bowling Alley. That was sort of our way to show that he really cares for the place, and he puts his own, like, he adds his own spin to it.
Right, he's literally naming it after the bowling alley.
And I'll add a little tidbit that we haven't mentioned yet in any interviews, and it's that we actually created that arcade. That didn't exist. That bowling alley doesn't have an arcade. Our production
design, expensive. You can't keep them up.
Most of the bowling alleys with arcades were, like, enormous. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, that wasn't the one we chose, basically, to shoot in. So we had to build an arcade in our production design team. We had, like, this guy who basically lent us as many arcade consoles.
So did you get to, like, during the sets, you got to play the video games?
Duck Hunter and Frogger. Brendan Meyer plays Stanford, was playing Frogger in between takes. We had to literally pull him away from
it. Yeah, he got a little obsessed with it.
A little too much.
And we had, like, a lot of the art team
doing Duck Hunt
in between, like, lunch breaks.
We had our prop master come to the screening last night, because she's here in Arkansas working on a show, and she was like, every time the camera showed Duck Hunter, I started laughing, because everyone was playing Duck Hunter.
So much of it.
Yeah.
Well, you have now here in Bentonville, you're here in Arkansas. You say you have friends here or people doing stuff. What do you think about Bentonville in the Northwest Arkansas area?
Oh boy, here we go.
I know everyone asks that question.
Oh boy, the loaded question.
What are you going to say? Like, oh man, it sucks.
The food's gross.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
But I mean, have you made it outside the Bentonville Square? Have you made it anywhere else?
A little bit. I might take a trek across the Crystal Bridges.
Oh, there you go.
We got to do that.
To the Crystal Bridge.
Have you done that yet?
No, not yet. We're going to.
It's beautiful. I mean, what else can you say? It's beautiful.
Yeah. No, it's great here. Everybody, it's got that Southern hospitality thing going on. Everybody's just like, won't shut up about Northwest.
How beautiful it is. And you're like, oh, it's so great. Yeah.
No, it's wonderful.
John, I've seen
charming our pants off.
For sure. I've seen you on social media, like, I don't, probably 8 of my friends have taken pictures with you around town.
Yeah.
So that's like how small this.
Oh, I mean, all your
all
friends.
8 of mine. Okay. All 8 of them. And they all, the same thing. I'm like, how is he out and about taking all these pictures with people? But you do that.
I like to walk around when I go to a new place. And this place is great because you walk like 5 feet and you're like done.
You're done.
But it's really cool. I told Kendall when we first got here, it kind of almost has that feel of, not Sunnydale, that place where they shot
Pleasantville.
Back to the Future, where it's got the car, Times Square. You know, that was Universal. But it has that.
It's a little
old, cool,
like, it's like a little too clean.
Just a little historical fact. Yeah, none of this.
Everybody's exiting none of this was and here entering before. Buildings at the same time. I'm like, am I Truman?
The Truman
now?
Show.
No,
what is going on?
I'm telling you, nothing. None of this was here 5 years ago.
Really?
Well, the square was. Come on. I mean,
No.
That Confederate statue out there, that is brand new.
No, it's not. Mm-hmm. Yep. No, I'll tell you this. Sam Walton's truck has been parked out there since, I don't know, like since he passed away. So that was, what, in the 80s?
Captain Walmart.
Yeah. Captain Walmart. Yeah, exactly. Captain Walmart.
Is he going to be in the next Avengers?
He's passed away, but they may dig him up and have him play there anyways.
Yeah.
No, I'll tell you this. If you haven't gone through the museum there, that's another place that you need to see.
We did.
You have gone through the Walmart?
We did not.
Oh, I thought we did.
You haven't been indoctrinated yet.
We stepped in for a second. We're like, boring, and stepped out.
Well, we got ice cream.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, the ice cream.
That's good.
That's right.
Yeah. It is kind of boring, though.
No. It looks riveting. I'll check it out.
I'll tell you this.
We were rushed.
You should be in a little bit of a rush. No, but they have like an office that they have literally like encased in glass, but it looks like the 80s. You got to go check it out. It could be the next. I mean, if you're hunting for a new place to do a movie.
Will they remove the glass for me to shoot in?
You might be important enough to. I'm not sure. I'm not positive. You might be.
Okay. I think we've sucked Bentonville's D enough here. What were you looking for exactly in your Jeff?
Great question. Well, you know, when you write a script, I wrote...
Nope.
Okay. Well, let me tell you about writing a script.
You know when you imagine writing a script.
When I sit down.
So, I co-wrote this movie with my good friend from middle school and high school, and we were writing this across the country from each other while we were both in school. And one of the things that we did was, you know, we came up with initial ideas for the characters, for all the characters, not just Jeff. But then I sort of threw it out the window when we did auditions, because that's, first of all, it's one of the ways that I was taught is that you can come up with your ideas and you can have references, but you should be open-minded when you cast. But it's just like, it just ended up being like when we were in the room holding auditions and going through that process, people brought things to the table that I had never thought of that were better than what I had imagined. And John was obviously one of them because I chose him to be in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, I think you sort of brought your own... I mean, we were always on the same page. We've been talking about the role in the film for a while, and we were always on the same page of sort of Jeff and what's going on in his head and what he has to deal with and how he would react. But, I mean, there were still things that John brought to the project that I never would have known. You know, I'm 22, and I was 19 when I was writing this, and, you know, John's not... a 19-year-old female. So, not that I think.
You said I'm not female.
Right.
You could have. Would have.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, he brought his own ideas for certain lines and parts of the script.
Right. So are you ad-libbing those? Or are you like, oh, we're going to put this into the lines? I mean, how do you do that?
I think 95% of the film was ad-libbed.
That is not true at all.
Just working off a ghost script.
Just go for
okay?
it, you know? Just point at the direction
and
go.
It is. I mean, every film is different, but you get there. And no, there wasn't. I wouldn't say it's not like there was a ton of ad-lib, but she was very open. Like I'm not married to this. This is like, it was good dialogue, and we didn't have to change a lot. But she was absolutely open to like, okay, I feel like my character would say this instead of this, you know, or trying to like, this is kind of how I see this moment, using what she's already created in the structure of a scene. And she was always great about being open to, yeah, let's go for it. Let's try it.
Yeah. So. And I also noticed that there was a band in there and it's not like a big band. So it's just like, you know, we have a lot of local bands and things like that love to be in movies and, you know, would love to be in anything like that. So where'd you find the band?
This is actually one of my favorite bands. They're a local Chicago band, J.C. Brooks Band, formerly known as J.C. Brooks and the Uptown Sound. And I've known about them since, like, freshman year of college. My cousin introduced me to them. And I actually messaged the lead singer. I guess I was Facebook friends with him because we had mutual friends, just, like, the Chicago connection. And I messaged him on Facebook, maybe a month before we shot. And, we needed a band. And I was like, their music is great because it sort of has that nostalgic vibe to it. But with a modern...
It's got that funk.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
it's funky,
it's groovy.
It's clean,
you know,
it's good.
Nothing, like, too poppy. So that's what I wanted. And I went to message him on Facebook. And I realized I had messaged him almost the same exact thing 3 years prior when I was... Because I've been trying to make this movie for a while. And I had the idea that we didn't have a band in the original draft of the script, but I wanted to use their songs. So I had messaged them, hey, I'm about to make this movie. I would love to use your music. And he was like, yeah, just keep us updated. And then I didn't respond for 3 more years until I asked them to be in the movie. And he was like, okay, we're down. So they came and they had a blast. And it was like such a fun moment for me. I think we have a video of me like just like on the floor like singing the song when they were performing. It was
so
cool.
you're a big fan of the band.
I am a big fan.
Okay.
Of them. They're great.
That's awesome. And they didn't have to travel far since they were in Chicago.
They did not.
So they just hop on over there and do the
super easy.
Do the thing. How long did it take you guys to shoot the film?
We shot it in 18 days.
For real?
Yeah.
That's actually pretty remarkable. That's good.
Yeah, it was fast, though.
That's awesome. Yeah. And I mean,
we essentially had kind of two major locations, and that helped a lot. I mean, obviously little places here or there, but we were in that we were in the bowling alley for about 2 weeks.
Yeah, and being able to sort of live in that bowling alley and soft wrap, which is where you don't have to pack up your equipment and move out every night. I mean, that was super helpful.
So, are they bowling now at that same bowling alley, or is this like a closed down place?
No, they're
still bowling.
Yeah,
so you can go out and visit the place where you guys shot the film.
The owner keeps texting me, when are you guys coming back? When are you screening here? So
you're going to do a screen? Are you going to do a screening? You got
to
do a screening at the bowling alley, right?
The band has to play.
Band has to play.
You got
to
show the movie.
Yeah.
You got to play the video game, John. You got to get the video game going.
Oh, you're assuming that I'll be there.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, look, dude.
John's never going back to Chicago ever again.
I never look back. I just never
don't look
back.
Yeah.
You do video games as well, not just arcade games. Do you play Xbox? You play anything like that?
I do, yeah.
We were just talking a little bit about this because You got a brand new video game, Bailey. You got Battlefield.
Mm-hmm. Battlegrounds.
Like, you bought it or you
worked I downloaded it.
You just downloaded it.
Yeah.
Do you, like, you got a new video game.
What's the latest game? What's the latest game you
play? Yeah, what are you on right now?
Latest game? Let's see.
Are you doing the whole Fortnite?
Far Cry 5.
You do any Fortnite?
I just got it for my boy, but yeah. I don't play it.
It's not for adults.
It's not as
definitely.
Stupid.
Yeah.
I saw a 12-year-old girl got for my. I know a 12-year-old girl that won that, so I can't even get close. I'm not even going to try.
Yeah.
But yeah. What's the latest? What's the latest one you got?
Far Cry.
Yeah, Far Cry 5 is going to be my next big game.
Do you get on the headset? Do you get like? Do you talk to people?
I haven't done it in a long time. Yeah. Not a long time. No.
Yeah. There's something about just like getting just emotionally broken down by a 12-year-old halfway across the country.
I've never really gotten into playing with people I don't know. I used to do it a lot online, but with like people I know.
Yeah.
It's good to team up.
But those friends have either like lost interest or died. So on the avatar.
Okay.
Well, if you guys want to know what I'm playing,
yeah. What video games do you play?
Video games.
Kindle play. Do you play video games?
I am sort of. Yes. Okay. I'm really into the Switch right now.
All
right. And I'm playing. Well, I just beat Super Mario Odyssey. And it's incredible.
I have not. I've
so you're
heard.
Not. You're not. What's your console then?
I move around. I'm not a.
That's
single
a Switch.
Console.
Are you a PC?
The Nintendo
Switch.
Console.
Just the Switch. Oh, the actual Switch.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dude. Oh my god.
He just Nintendo does Xbox. Switch. He doesn't speak any other language.
I have all the consoles. Just so you know. Except for the Switch. I don't have the Switch.
Not all of this.
Oh, well, then you don't.
Not all of this.
Wii
can
you
U.
Okay.
You gotta get that.
The Wii U is Nintendo. You dork.
Yeah, but it was, and it did suck.
It's better.
He's
no,
right.
No, it's not actually.
Yeah, it is.
Better graphics, but not a better console.
Yeah, they call it the Switch because you're going to leave it.
All right, you're going
to. Or you're switching to it.
No,
you're gonna switch it off.
You're switching your opinions.
Kindle, I have heard that it is actually good. We haven't.
It's
you know, you can't get away from the Xbox One.
Nintendo, if you're listening, I would absolutely love a free one. It's okay.
Hey, you never know who's listening when Walmart's right here, yeah. John. Yeah. That's one thing you never know.
Just wait 5 minutes; they're declining in value. They'll be giving them away.
I will say that Wii Sports Bowling is something that I always play. Like I could go back to that,
and that could be
I'm
something.
I'm way better at that than real bowling,
right? Because
look
you can see
brought that back,
and you can see this in the movie as well because you actually bowl in the movie. You have a cameo
in
the movie.
I have a small bowling cameo.
You're like, listen, this is the only reason you shot this.
Pins over.
It's the only reason you shot this entire movie so you could bowl and get a little, you know.
How did you know?
Everyone see that, see the perfect form. You knocked down 4 pins and it was pretty amazing.
I think you knocked down 6, actually.
I think it was actually 6, you're right.
All right, I need to go back and look at
4 up.
Yeah. On purpose.
Yeah.
It actually, it meant something, right? It meant something.
To make people feel better about themselves when they're watching.
That's right. Well, you guys, you premiered the movie. Was that the premiere was last night, correct?
The Arkansas premiere.
The Arkansas
was last
premiere.
Night. Yes.
Oh, so we're not the premiere.
You are not the world premiere.
Always the bridesmaid.
We should say that they are.
Should have already said that.
Yeah, we'll edit that whole part out.
Guys, we're in Arkansas. We're in the dark. Like, no one even knows.
We just got electricity last week,
right.
So.
No, but you guys are premiering it, of course, premiered it last night at Bentonville Film Festival, for us, at least. And where can people catch this movie if we want to see it?
Oh, well, I wish I had an answer for that right now, but...
we have a link in the download code.
Yeah, want me to just send it to everybody? I mean, it might be the easy way to do it.
Sure, feel free. BCC, though, because when people reply all, that's the worst.
Oh, okay.
That's true. All right.
You know, we are currently figuring out our distribution and seeing what's going to happen there. Hopefully, it will be on both big and small screens soon.
I like it. Well, we talked a lot about this movie, so I hope people go out there and see it. It's called, if you want to know, it's When Jeff Tried to Save the World. And I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag. I don't know if we'll see if Jeff saved the world or not.
Exactly. It's almost like .. Huh?
Yeah.
Does he?
That's we couldn't put that into words.
Yeah, then you have to see the movie to figure out if the title was an Easter egg.
That's true. You guys are going to love it. We really appreciate you guys taking time to hang out
with
us here. And the rest of the week, what do you guys do? Are you guys here in Bentonville the rest of the week?
I take off tomorrow.
You take off? All right. Yeah. So you get your chance to go get your picture taken with John Eater. Just walk around the Bentonville Square.
Just walk around.
He takes pictures with
the blue crew. We're all rocking the denim.
You guys,
the denim dogs
straight
are in
out
the house.
Of Canada.
dude. Well, thanks for hanging out for sure. And we wish you guys luck with the film and with everything else you guys have ahead of you.
Thank you.
And looking forward to seeing this and looking forward to people telling us how awesome this movie is. Coming up, the Bentonville Film Festival special continues. We got a few other guests stopping by here right above everything here in the downtown Bentonville Square for Bentonville Film Festival. Keep it here. It's New Rock 104.9 The X and 3B Radio.